The side dishes prepared for the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day dinner could be considered just as important as the turkey, ham or roast traditionally served for the occasion. The Christmas Cookbook, published in 1969, contains many traditional and non-traditional recipes with which to celebrate Christmas meals enjoyed in the company of family and good friends. This week's side dish ideas come from the Christmas Cookbook, which ideally could be used at any other time of the year. Turnip puff. 1 large turnip peeled, cooked and mashed. 2 TBSPS. Butter. 2 eggs, beaten. 3 TBSPS. All-purpose flour. 1 tablespoon brown sugar. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 1 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon or more black pepper. 1 teaspoon ground nutmeg. 1 tablespoon melted butter. 1/4 cup dry bread crumbs. Grease a 1.5 quart casserole with butter. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees F. Peel and cook turnip, then mash to make 3 cups. Pour mashed turnips into a food processor or blender. Add the flour, sugar, baking powder, salt, pepper and nutmeg and mix until well blended and smooth. Turn into the prepared casserole. Combine the melted butter and breadcrumbs and sprinkle evenly on top of turnip mixture. Bake for about 25 minutes until lightly browned. Make 6 to 8 servings. Brandied cranberries. 1.5 cups granulated sugar. 1/4 cup brandy. 1/2 cup water. 1/2 cup orange juice. 2.25 TBSPS. Orange rind. 4 cups fresh cranberries. 2 TBSPS. Red currant jelly. 1 teaspoon ground ginger. Combine the sugar, brandy, water, orange juice and rind in a large heavy saucepan. Bring to a boil, stirring until sugar is dissolved. Add the cranberries and bring to boil. Continue boiling, stirring constantly, for about 5 minutes, or until the skins pop. Remove from the heat and add the currant jelly and ginger. Mix well. Pour into a container and refrigerate. Serve cold with roast turkey, duck or goose. Makes about 4 cups. Leftover sauce may be added to yogurt and milk and whipped in a blender for a tart drink. Ginger glazed carrots. 1 lb. Carrots. 1/4 cup butter. 2 TBSPS. Brown sugar. 1 teaspoon. Ground ginger. Salt and pepper to taste. Peel the carrots and cut into matchstick-shaped pieces. In a heavy skillet, melt the butter and add the carrots. Cover with a lid fitted with a buttered round of wax paper. Steam over low heat for 10 to 12 minutes or until just tender. Remove lid and paper. Sprinkle the carrots with the brown sugar, ginger, salt and pepper. Cook, stirring frequently, for 2 minutes longer or until glazed. Keep warm until ready to serve. Make 6 servings. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.